Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, it is a privilege to know the true and the living God. There are so many false gods in the world. Satan has devised many false religions to blind people and to keep people from the knowledge of the truth. And that's why you and I need to study God's Word. As 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And, beloved, that's why there are many false prophets gone out into the world, the Word of God tells us. And we need to know the Word of God so we'll recognize a false prophet and our false preacher and a true man of God. And that's why I'm giving you these qualifications, so that you will know who are true men of God and those who are not of God but are of the enemy. For Satan himself has his false teachers, his false preachers that he has put out to keep people from the knowledge of the truth and to lead them into things that are contrary to the Word of God. Now, here in 2 Timothy again, and we were in 1 Timothy in our last broadcast, and the last words that we read in verse 22 of 1 Timothy 5:22 was to lay hands suddenly on no man, and also he told Timothy, keep thyself pure. And this is the responsibility of we men of God, is to keep our lives pure and clean and above reproach, to walk in obedience to the Lord, and to beware that we are enemy number one to Satan. Satan hates the man of God. Satan seeks to trip up the man of God. Satan seeks to ensnare the man of God. And, beloved, so many times Satan succeeds in destroying the man of God. I understand that some 200 preachers a week leave the ministry, because, beloved, it's not an easy battle. It's a spiritual battle, and you engage the enemy at every turn, because he hates the preaching of the Word of God, and he'll do everything he can to stop the pastor that is true to the Word. If you're attending a church where there's a preacher that is preaching the Word of God and is true to the Word of God, you need to honor that man, you need to respect him, and you need to pray for him, because he comes under assault of the enemy every day. Satan hates him, and Satan will do everything he can to stop his proclaiming the truth of God's Word. Rather than finding fault with the preacher and criticizing the preacher and condemning the preacher, if he is seeking to obey God and to follow the Word of God and the instructions of the Word of God, you need to support him, you need to encourage him, you need to pray for him. And notice again here, additional words that Paul wrote to Timothy concerning the man of God in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 24 through 26. And here Paul said, and the servant of the Lord must not strive. He's speaking here about a preacher. Must not strive. That is, he must not be a man that gets into a battle and into conflict, that is, against people, but he should stand against falsehood and against ungodliness. He should stand up for that which is righteous and for that which is godly, but he's talking about in his relationship to the sheep, that is, the people that he ministers to. He's to be gentle, but gentle unto all men, apt to teach, that is, having a spiritual gift of teaching, being patient, that is, long-suffering with people, not quick-tempered and losing his temper quickly, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. In meekness, that is, in humility, and recognizing the weakness of the flesh, and being careful to keep himself pure from falling into a sinful snare of the enemy. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that is, people who are causing problems, causing trouble in the church, he needs to go to them with an humble spirit and with a right attitude, seeking to open their eyes to truth and to help them to realize their sin so that they might repent of their sin and acknowledge the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Because there are people who have lived sinful lives, who accept Christ as Savior, are born again, get into the church, begin to serve the Lord, begin to find joy in serving the Lord, but then they become prideful, and they become arrogant, and they begin to think they know more than the preacher does, and they begin to cause conflict, and they begin to cause trouble. And so the pastor has to go to them, to talk to them, and to deal with them. Now, I've had to deal with some situations like that here on the mission field. I've had to deal with people who became prideful and who thought that they knew more than the missionary did, and they were going to take over, and they were going to cause problems, and it had to be dealt with. I've spent a lot of time praying for them, and I've spent a lot of time going before the Lord in their behalf and asking the Lord to open their eyes to truth. And eventually I had to bring it before the church, and the problem had to be dealt with. They're still my friends today. I still love them today, and they've talked to me since then and have gotten their hearts right with the Lord and have gotten back into the Word of God and are seeking to serve God and have realized that they were wrong in what they did. I had a man one time that in prayer meeting would pray that God would remove me from the work that I was in, from that mission, that God would remove me. And eventually God did remove me, and another man came in, and then that fellow that prayed wanting God to remove me came back to me, and he said, "We need you in the church. Please come back. We need you to help us and to assist us." And I said, "No, God removed me, and God had a different work for me, and he's put me in a position that I cannot oversee that ministry now, and so I'm not able to come back. God answered your prayer, and then he wasn't happy with having me removed. But you see, God had a different plan for me, and God has opened up this radio ministry, which is reaching far more people than before. And my wife became ill. I had to start giving her full time, and so I had to give up that mission. And we found another pastor to come in and take over the work. And so this guy wasn't satisfied with him either, and so he wanted me to come back. And I told him, no, I couldn't do that because I was having to take care of my wife, and my focus now was on this radio broadcast that God has given us. And so, beloved, men of God run up against all kinds of problems and all kinds of difficulties, and in dealing with people, young believers a lot of times get the big head and become prideful. And this particular fellow thought that God had called him to preach, and he was going to be a preacher when he wasn't qualified to be a preacher. And there was even a woman that was training him to be a preacher, and she had no qualification to train him. And so these are problems that men of God can run into in the ministry, and that's why we have to go by the guidelines of the Word of God as to who is qualified to serve as a pastor and who is not qualified. Now again, here in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 through 5, we read again Paul writing more instruction to Timothy concerning men of God. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living, the quick, or the living, and the dead at his appearing and at his kingdom, preach the word. This is what a man of God is required to do, to preach the word. Not to preach a good book he's read, not to preach interesting thing that's occurring, but to proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Because the Word of God, beloved, covers all situations and all circumstances in the world we live in, even political things. The Word of God will show men in politics to be either right men or unrighteous men. It's just the Word of God, and he doesn't have to preach politics. He can just preach God's Word, and the Word of God will reveal the truth. And so, preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. That is, when it's convenient to preach the Word of God, and you have freedom to, and when you don't have freedom to, when it's not convenient, when it's not a good time to be proclaiming truth. Then he says, reprove sin, and rebuke those who are living in sin, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Exhort the truth, proclaim the truth, point people to the truth, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That is, they'll go after false teachers, they'll go after false prophets, false preachers, men who do not proclaim truth, because they want to have their sins overlooked, and they want to live in their sin and get by with their sin, and they don't want their sin to be dealt with and pointed out to them. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And, beloved, we're seeing that more and more in the day and age we're living in, where people are being turned away from the truth to entertainment, where they want to be entertained and they want to be okay in their sin, and their sin not to be brought to their attention and their sin not to be proclaimed. Till next time, goodbye.